in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 5. This is letter number 1385. This is dated Baruch Hashem Aleph Shvat, Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. This is a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe is writing that through the Rabbi Nissen Pinson. He was actually in Tunisia, Shalicha there. So the Rebbe said, I have received at the time the notice about the opinion of the doctors regarding your health. And today I received the good news that I was very pleased to hear that the operation was successful, and may the blessed Hashem help that your condition from time to time should improve to the extent that you will be able to notify that your health is in full, fully healthy. But in order to be able to receive, to accept the blessing from the blessed Hashem, you need to have good vessels in which to hold on to the blessings of the blessed Hashem. And what are the vessels by Jews? What is our vessels? Those are Torah mitzvahs. So that I'm hoping that you will bli nether, without a vow, accept upon yourself to strengthen yourself, to hold on even stronger to Torah and mitzvahs. And the more stronger and the more often you would do so, the more and quicker Hashem Blessed will send His blessings to you. Especially, I want to suggest to you to be careful to put on tefillin every day, and after the davening to say a few chapters of Psalms, and before putting on the tefillin, you should give a couple of francs, that's their coins in France, over there, or I'm not sure about Tunisia. I'm not sure if it was in Tunisia yet at the time, but I just said that. But you should also see to influence your brothers, may they live, they too should put on tefillin, Rebbe says, besides Shabbos and Yom Tov. And you need to explain to him that he, as a doctor, he knows how much the health of the person, physically, the corporal body of the person, hinges on the health of the soul, which works, implants through the nerve system, that person to be strong and in a good mood. Also, as a doctor, he knows for sure that there are various medicines and methods through which one can heal other people. Not even though you don't know how and why it heals. You just know that there are medicines that heal people. And yet, we do this because you see that this brings benefit and helps. Same thing is as far as Torah mitzvahs, that the main thing is not to understand, but to do it. And the certainty that this is so, that it helps. As we see the history of the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, that notwithstanding all of the persecutions and troubles which the nations thought up and did to the Jews, still the Jews remained and live. So too is also by the individual Jews, that the holding on to Torah and mitzvahs, that needs to be the main. Not to put any conditions to Hashem, who is the greatest doctor, that first you want to understand how the medicine is going to work. And then you're going to take the medicine. But you need to trust the doctor and professor. So also needs to be the approach from a Jew to Torah and mitzvahs. And this makes a Jew healthy in his soul and also in his body. With blessings, so that you may notify the news that you feel that there is betterment in your health. Here, again, Rebbe argues that first you got to do practically, and then and trust the doctor, trust Hashem. And the best proof is history, the fact that notwithstanding our difficult history and all the things the Jewish people have gone through, and yet we're here today. Individually, it's true too. So the only real way for success, for health, and everything is Torah mitzvahs.